Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of Blue Collar BS. I am B as in Brad.
And I'm the S as in Steve.
Are you sure?
I am completely sure.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, this show today, even though we're recording here in October, is coming out on the most glorious day of the year. What used to be one of the most glorious days of the year, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Fisticuffs and everything right at the door fronts. It was great. Love watching this.
Standing in lines for hours to get into Best Buy or into Toys R Us, if you remember what Toys R Us was. Standing in line to go get the deal at Home Depot or Menards or wherever you were going to get the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not what it is anymore.
Not anymore. Not at all. And I find it very interesting of how...
So before you go interesting and change, what was your Black Friday tradition? What did you, as you were, when you were in corporate and you weren't working and you were home on that day after Thanksgiving, what did you and your family do?
But so ironically enough, the thing to do was turn on the news and see who was getting the shit beat out of them.
For some stupid toy.
Some stupid toy that, you know, your child just had to have that, you know, they would, Barbie, after 2 weeks, was, you know, run over by the car because they left it outside and they wanted to see what would happen if you ran it over. You know, just something like that, right? I don't remember much about trying to go out on a Black Friday and deal with the crowds. Like, that's not my thing. Not my thing. I didn't like scouring the newspaper, like get the newspaper for the holiday ads, and right, and you're circling stuff, right, and then it's like, okay, do I need to go hit this deal and this deal and this deal?
Oh yeah, Thanksgiving newspaper, here's all the stuff. Yep.
I've watched relatives go and they did the whole Black Friday thing and they'd be standing in line for hours, get in line at midnight, and I'm like, why, this is stupid. Like, no, have for what? Because it's like $100 cheaper than normal? Like, is it really a deal because it's a knockoff? Like, I don't get it. I mean, did you wait in line to go get the newest, latest golf club?
That's the difference, though. That's you. That's a you problem. No, but I would, right? So that was a big deal. So my wife would sleep over at her sister's house on Thanksgiving night. They'd get up early in the morning and go hit that area of town for some of the stores and things like that. And I would go out to, I actually enjoyed getting up. Usually I didn't have anything that I needed to go get, other than there was, there were a couple years where it's like, hey, that thing's on sale. Like, units for cars. You know, before we had phones, where you actually bought a Garmin and you had to get the maps and all those other things, and it was a separate thing and plugged in the cigarette lighter and all of that.
I just went to AAA and got my map.
I was, that didn't work out well sometimes. There was a super smoking deal at Shopko.
Oh.
Which just happened right in our own neighborhood. And I'm like, okay, went there, got it, walked right in, walked to the back. Said, I want that. I was out in like 5 minutes. It was a five, right? It was like, okay, great. So it was, but there were other places where like Home Depot has their tool specials. Like, usually the Black Friday is for things that I want to get for myself personally, not what I'm going to get for other people. So for me, it was like, oh, I'm just going to go out and we're going to hang out and do the thing. Cause I was occasionally once in a while stuff for the kids, but it was more of the event and the experience. And over the last 5 years, post-COVID, it's a ghost town. What used to be get up and go and, hey, something's open at 6 o'clock. I'm up anyhow. I'm usually up doing things, and being someplace at 6 is not a big deal. They don't open till 8. They might even not open till 10 o'clock. It might be just a normal, regular Friday hours because everything's done online and everything's gone, right? That whole that pressure of be nice to the cashiers and the excitement and the energy of the holiday season coming and all that stuff. That's what it was for us. It was like, hey, we know that Christmas is coming. We know mm-hmm. that this is the time to get things done. We're ready to go. There is no sneak up.
Yeah.
There is no sneak attack. Right. Cause this was the day to go get the things and do the stuff and go make sure that it happened. Mm-hmm. And it was, and then come back and watch football all day.
I'm in for that.
College football all day and NFL and whatever else, right? Because you had, at that time, bowl games were going on and starting and different things. So it was a way you get the Christmas tree up, do all the things, right? The day after, it was because we had artificial trees. It's like, just today's the day the tree goes up. Great. Fantastic. Doesn't get decorated, but at least it gets up, put in the living room, move all the things around, take all the things off the walls, all that type of shit, bring up all the stuff in the basement. I mean, that was kind of the day of what you did.
So what I find interesting with all of this is, as you mentioned, within the last 5 years, the monumental shift that has happened. And think of that from a business perspective of how businesses have shifted, or some would say a pivot, some will say a shift. They've evolved to meet the demands of their customers from an ease standpoint, which is fantastic for consumers. You've given me that easy button to a point.
Correct. And what I find, what I believe will begin to happen again as we're getting back more into the, we need foot traffic, we need people, we're not afraid to go out and do things anymore. What I believe will happen is that there will be things that will show up in the ads and in the places and in the stuff that it'll just say in-store only. Or it'll be the reverse. It'll be the reverse of what was going on. Get it online. Save early. Don't do this. Don't do that. The reverse of that will happen. You saw stores not open for a few years pre-COVID. Oh, opening up at 9 o'clock Thanksgiving days for holiday specials to kind of who could go the earliest?
Yeah. I mean, yes. Like as soon as Thanksgiving was literally, you clear the table off, the stores are open for Black Friday deals.
Right. Instead of, which then became the employees were all pissed off and all these things and they couldn't get people to work. Remember, we're going to open at 9 o'clock and we're going to stay open 24 hours to go through. Well, you couldn't get the staff to do it and it didn't matter. So you had that route for a little bit. Now you're starting to see, I think this year we will see, I don't know, this is my prediction. You could probably go on some website to find out what those hours are going to be, but I think we're going to start getting back into that 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock start time for the doorbuster type scenario. I don't know that we'll get to the 5 a.m., 4 a.m.s again, but I think you'll see more in-store only, not available online, come into the store to get your things versus get it online. And it'll be interesting to see if that works or doesn't work from a strategy.
Right. I'm seeing more of the textural, the need to like see it, feel it, touch it first aspect. So you're seeing some people go, oh, I actually want to see this and touch it before I buy it now.
I want to read the things that are on the box. I want to make sure it's the right size. I want to make sure that it's the right pattern. I want to make sure it's this, that, the other thing. I bought some shit for my basement, Amazon, some stuff for magnets for my I-beam to hold some things just as for storage. I'm like, okay, I'll get some magnetic hooks. Shouldn't be a big deal, right? It's like, okay, this will be cool. I know what a 1-inch magnet looks like, and I can see the little, I'm like, okay, here's the throat on the cup hook that's going into it. I'm like, it works. It's great. But 9 chances out of 10, most people can't do that spatial awareness to go, what does this look like? What does it really mean? Like, well, I wouldn't buy that for that much. I would buy it for this much, but not that much, because those hooks are way too small when you don't need. I mean, I'm hanging ounces off of it. I don't need.
Right.
It'll hold 60 pounds and I'm hanging ounces off it. It's plenty good for what I'm trying to do, you know? So, but yes, that PK physical kinetics mm-hmm. of needing to, after being burned so many times from the online ordering aspect of yeah. things, right? I see the great picture,
mm-hmm.
but does it really exist
mm-hmm.
that way when it shows up? Oh, now I got to return it. Now I got to do this. Whereas if I just go to the store, mm-hmm. either I'm going to like it or I'm not going to like it.
Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, there's, so the specific example of why going into the store matters. My daughter wants a LED light bulb for her ceiling fan. Okay. So the threads on that are a little smaller, you know.
So it's a fan. It's a fan mm-hmm. thread.
Based. It's a ceiling fan with a light.
Not a regular, was it E20 or whatever bulb it's based.
Well, see, that's where you got me, because I don't know the difference in all the bulbs. I just know that it's got a smaller thread on it. Just saying.
Mr. Engineer, you don't...
Whoa! Not that type of engineer.
It's still a size.
I'm recovering.
Size matters, Steve. You should know this by now.
Size, you know, it's all in how you use the tools you got.
Right. And some are regular base bulbs and some are smaller base bulbs.
Yep, and these are smaller ones. That part I know. Yep.
Okay, so Steve's looking for smaller ones to fit in the fan.
That's right. Not the big ones, because the big ones just don't correct. Work. So she wants...
You need the candelabra base is what you're looking
what?
For. It's called the candelabra.
I ain't got time base. For it. I just need the one that fits in the fan. That's all I need. But, you know, you go to the store... And yeah, we have those ceiling fans. We have those lights. It's a whole wall of them. And now they're all different sizes. It's like, why don't we have a uniform size? Like, what is going on?
Well, they do. There is a candelabra base.
There is.
Now, do I want the cool white version? Do I want the 2000K version color to give me that nice little yellow hue?
I want the one that I can change colors on my phone version.
Oh, so you got a smart bulb.
She wants a smart bulb for her ceiling fan. So can you imagine searching for this smart bulb online or go into the store and look for it?
Like in 2 minutes, no problem. I bet you right. I bet you I could go to Amazon right now and have
hundreds
of choices.
You're going to have hundreds of choices, but is it the right size? Because... the LED sizes are slightly different.
What do you mean sizes? Are you talking wattage or are you talking the base of the bulb?
The base
it
of the
is
bulb.
Not different.
Don't tell me that, because I know for a fact it is.
Not.
I walked into the store and they're different.
did you take your micrometer with you?
I did. Actually took the bulb in.
Did you
I
take
took
a micrometer with you?
I do have one, but no,
so
I did not.
So when you say different, tell me what different means.
There are... three different sizes.
Wattages or base sizes?
No, we're not talking wattages. We're talking three different sizes. So that's what I found to be very interesting. And so now you're trying to match up that size for that stupid ceiling fan. But
so yes, there's E12, E17, and E26.
Yeah, like I said, there's three sizes. Which size is it?
Well, my guess is that you are probably, I'm going to say you're probably E17. You're probably an E17 for an intermediate size.
I don't know. My thing is I don't know. It's an X. I think it's an A15, because there is a different E versus the A size. I personally like to go in and look at the light bulbs.
There's people right now just laughing, going, you guys are fucking stupid. You know that, right? The electrical contractor, you guys are fucking morons.
That's all right. I don't care. I personally like to go in and look and touch and see and make sure versus order online for something like that. Because how many times have I ordered online? I've ordered the wrong size. I've done that quite a bit.
So, see, you're talking different things here. The A is the bulb. The E is the base.
Yes.
So you're talking about the bulb size or the base size? Okay, perfect. Because they are, yes, you are correct. They are, yes.
Yeah, I'm actually talking both, because with how the ceiling fan, you can thank the wonderful design engineers for designing something so wonderful
Well, there you are again. It's all in your realm.
Nah. Anyways.
Those who live in glass houses.
Throw a lot of stones.
I'm aware. Stupid engineers.
Stupid engineers.
But yes, that physical tactile piece is important, right? Particularly in clothing. Different components, different things. Is it going to fit? Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? I also think the free return aspect of things that's going on in the world, that will end eventually, because it's a way to change the pricing models.
Because things will readjust.
Right. I can pay $9, have it now with free returns, or I can pay it $6, have it tomorrow and no return, if I get it right. Am I going to take the $3 risk or not? Because the pricing model changes when I don't have to worry about paying for return shipping for a $6 item.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yes, Black Friday has always been one of those days. If it's just something to do, it's a event. It is a day of just going out and finding things. It's, for me, it's what's going on at Home Depot. For me, Home Depot is what do they got in the tool aisle, the hand tool aisle, what's going on special, what's happening.
I just,
my kids are younger. They get mad at me like a couple years ago. You know, here's the two-piece vice grip and the two-piece crescent wrench set, right? Just have something in your apartments to just be able to do something with. Here's the screwdriver.
Get him the $200 Milwaukee hammer. That's all you got to do.
That's not going to work out well in an apartment.
I mean, you never know. It's a multifunctional hammer.
It is a multifunctional hammer. However, it tends not to get your security deposits back.
Just never know.
But yeah, it's like last year I was looking at to get them the 250 piece Husky set with all the ratchets, wrenches, all the things. But I'm like, well, I'd have to ship that one to my youngest in Florida because he's not putting it on the plane. I'm not going to do that. So,
right.
And he doesn't really have any places in an apartment for it. But those types of things, those smaller tools, that's the stuff that, the younger generations aren't getting because they're not paying. Now I got to call a handyman. I got to do it myself, even though they're competent enough to do their own little things. They don't have the tools to do so. So that's what I can use that good for.
Okay.
That Black Friday for.
I like that. That's good. That's good.
What can I get for myself? There's that empathy piece again.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I mean, I will admit, that's what I usually scan the deals for. What is it that I need that we need?
What I'm really fingers crossed for this year is that there is a full sun outdoor television that is not $5,000. I am really hoping for
what size?
55.
Okay.
I want a full sun outdoor television so I don't have to take the television in and out all the time.
Why don't you just get a big giant swing arm?
Because it's still got to sit outside.
Well, it can sit outside and then swing it in.
It can't sit outside and swing it in because there's no outside to inside, you dumbass. It's not like it's a design.
Just make one.
Because it's literally 26 feet away from being inside.
I know. I'm aware. I've seen it. I've seen the photos of where it is.
Yeah. So no, that's not going to work out well. It's still outside. Might be undercover, but still outside. That is the thing that I'm hoping will go on some Black Friday special. Mm. So any listeners that have ideas for reasonable outdoor televisions or brand names or anything they might have or anything they might think, please send it my way because I am desperately looking for something that is not ridiculous but functional and will last.
Oh.
I'm getting lazy. I don't want to keep
it.
Right. Because I had the outdoor television outside ready to go, and I knew I wouldn't have to bring it back in the house, I would have probably watched that debacle, watched the Dallas Cowboys tie a game or the Packers tie a game, even though probably would have went outside and watched that game more often than just sitting in my living room watching it. because it was a nice night. It was a nice night out. Right, get the patio heater out, do the thing. But then it's like, I got to take it all down and do all the stuff. It's just much easier to stay in my living room.
That's right.
Whereas if there was the TV for outside already there, just turn it on, no big deal. And I just walk in, turn it off and go away. I probably would have gone outside.
Interesting. Well, let's hope that, you know, there's a deal in there for you somewhere, at least soon.
Right. Or if you want to join the Blue Collar BSers community and be part of this opportunity to grow, learn, and be inspired, that would help too. So check out the website for what's going on here. Office hours, Mondays and Fridays, one-on-one opportunities. Mondays and Wednesdays. You're correct. Yeah, you're correct.
I got the late time. Nope. We're not doing Fridays.
Monday morning, Wednesday afternoon, and some one-on-one time with you and I. And check out the website. Let us know. We are always willing to support and bring people through the process and through the BSers community to grow, learn, and be better.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir, for the delightful banter about Black Friday.
Black Friday, right? I mean, it's Black Friday. Nobody's going to listen to the show on Black Friday anyhow. So let's just be honest. It's like the 4th of July show.
Thank you for the tens of people that did listen.
Correct. I think we're closer to 20s now.
I know.
We're closer to 20s of people. We've grown past tens of people. We're into 20s of people. So have a great rest of your week, sir, and we'll talk soon.
All right, you do the same.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.